This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Speaking of the Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle, look, I love Craig. I enjoyed working with him. There were many benefits I had to even working with him. But yep. One of the things I am still bitter at him about is Rob Manfred.
Why?
Because never in our 2.5 years together did he bring Rob Manfred in when we did the show together.
Oh.
And coincidentally, because it's purely a coincidence, Teague, he brought him in when I was on vacation.
Oh. So he did come on the show just when you were not there.
Correct.
Was he scared that you would ask some tough questions?
I am not going to put the words in the mouth of the commissioner or Craig, but all I'll say is...
they were scared of you.
They may have been scared of me. Rob Manfred walked...
Are you going to hang around for the Rob Manfred interview?
No. I'm going to listen, and I advise everyone to listen. I think they will do a great job, or at least Big Mac will do a great job. I'm just kidding, Craig. But I ask you, Tiki, because it could have been as simple as Craig was ashamed of me. Craig was like, no, I don't trust Evan around Rob Manfred. Well, you have now been my partner for almost the same amount of time, and I want you to be honest with me. You're also very connected. Is there somebody you would not bring in to have around me?
I like the hard question because you have to ask it.
Well, maybe it's also being ashamed of me.
Why would I be ashamed of
you? I don't know. I'm just asking.
You're a passionate, informed sports fan. Now, you're a troll sometimes, but I don't think you would troll a person of authority. You'd ask the hard question.
Did I troll John Mara?
No,
I asked him
not.
Tough questions, but I mean, I thought it was respectful.
That's exactly right.
So there's nobody that you know that you would say,
no.
I'm not going to bring him in while Evan's around.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. We got one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Woody Johnson.
You son of a bitch.
That's a good one.
Sorry, Evan. And I got to handle that interview.
Yeah.
Are you worried that while there's a line between respectful questions and just being
a
jerk?
I think your fandom would take over.
Yeah.
Like your emotion would just get the best of you.
Well, the truth is Rob Manfred was on with Joe and I a decade ago and he walked off our show. And I think he walked off our show because we started killing the Wilpons to him uncontrollably. And it was the Joe Torre golf event, and he used these. I gotta go.
Right.
I gotta go play golf.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, I'm up. Okay, I got you.
But those guys will do a great job. That's at 4:30 today. Now, if you could ask Rob Manfred one question, and Big Mac is listening right now.
Yep.
Craig may be listening right now. What would your one question be for the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
My question is, how are you going to? And again, this is boring to most fans, but it's interesting to me. How are you going to handle the financial discrepancies? And I know that's why you're pushing for a salary cap, but the Dodgers are exploiting the system. And look, let's face it. They did not have a good year this year. They battled injuries all season long, and they still won it.
Yeah.
If they're healthy and they keep adding, Kyle Tucker could go there. Tarik Skubal could end up there. Like, how do you beat them if you don't change how much money they can spend?
Yeah, the problem with that is it's easy because it fits right into what Rob Manfred is going to try to do, which is impose a salary cap on the Major League Players Association, which they are never going to accept.
The caveat is without doing a salary cap.
Okay.
Because the players aren't going for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he won't use salary cap. I'll give everyone a guide to Rob Manfred because I know how they try to BS us all. Mm-hmm. He won't use salary cap. Big Mac may, Craig may, he won't. They don't like using that term. So they'll talk about like different mechanisms to bring salaries down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, forget if you want it or not, the players will blow up the sport over it. Or they'll both blow up the sport over right. it because baseball players aren't going to go for it, just like we saw in 1994, even 1995.
Right.
So it is a death sentence to us as fans if a salary cap is pushed. What's your one question for Rob Manfred?
Very easy. Rob, in the next 10 years, are the Yankees and Mets in the same division?
Mm. Here you go, Sean.
Next how many? 10?
I'm giving that the 10-year window.
I think that is probably for everyone in the audience.
And what if he says no?
He's not going to say no.
And then what if he... So the follow-up is then, well, have you even talked about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see the answer, and then you give the follow-up.
If you've talked about it, then it's happening.
It's funny, of all the things that impact all of us as sports fans, that one is going to impact us the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your CBA questions are very important, especially on the eve of a lockout a year away, and the way all that's going to be handled, and the financial issues in baseball, and the billionaire owners who don't spend and pocket the money, and all that is completely fair. Rule changes in baseball, all completely fair. Robo-wump, all that stuff. But what will impact the day-to-day around these parts is the eventual day, and it is eventual. The Mets and the Yankees are going to share a division. That is going to happen.
Right.
So that's a good one, Sean, because I do think that will impact more of us.
Yeah. He answers that. It's a talking point immediately tomorrow.
Absolutely. No question. I remember he made a quick blurb about that during the Little League series. And it
the
was
Little
like,
League series.
Well, the Little League game. The Mets,
I know.
The Mets Mariners game. I think my one question would be worded in the douchiest way possible. I'd say the biggest problem this sport has is all your billionaire owners who pocket money and don't spend it. The disgrace that is the A's, the disgrace that is the Pittsburgh Pirates. What are you going to do to tell those cheap-ass owners to spend more? Actually, now that I asked the question, I know why Craig didn't want him. I'm very disrespectful.
Because right. You could have asked that so much simpler.
I don't want
so to. Much less accusatory.
They'll do a great job. That's coming up at 4:30 today on the Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris Big Mac McMonagle. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Bricktown. Hey, John.
What's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Evan,
it's the last day, by the way. You can say Happy New Year. This is the last day. I'm just telling everybody.
It
it's
is
the
a
last
week
day.
After New Year's
it
Day.
It is a
so
week
you're
after
right.
New Year's Day.
All right.
But
all right.
Happy New Year, John.
I believe your son just made the greatest point in sports debate that my family's had in years.
What's that?
Who cares about number one? Who cares about a number one pick, Tiki? How many number ones haven't worked out?
A lot of them. A lot
Evan,
of them.
Evan, let me ask you this. Is your son a Net fan?
Yeah, he roots for all the teams I root for so far.
All right, well, let me ask. Do you remember who went number two over number one years ago? That
would
have been his Net.
You got to be
Michael
more...
Jordan.
Oh,
and who went number one over Michael Jordan?
I had this
Do you remember?
Yeah, Kim Olajuwon.
Sam Bowie.
Oh, no, Sam Bowie. Sam Bowie. No, you're right.
It was Sam Bowie.
Yes.
And we could have had him. Could you tell your son your friend John from Freaktown says, number one don't matter.
That's true. I mean, Spence is all over it. He knew exactly what to say. By the way, Hakeem Olajuwon did go in front of him because Hakeem was number one. Sam Bowie was number two.
Right.
Michael Jordan was number three. Just for the record. So... we got to clarify the facts here. I was right, but not to his point, which is that the Portland Trailblazers took Sam Bowie.
Yeah, but that was
Michael
also
Jordan.
That was also the era where the big men mattered.
No, I know. You know what's funny about this? So Hakeem
was the center.
Hakeem right? Olajuwon is a Hall of Fame center.
Yeah.
He won back-to-back NBA championships in 94, 95. I've always wondered this.
Oh my God!
If you're a Rocket fan, do you regret taking Hakeem over Michael Jordan? Like, I know that sounds weird. I mean, Hakeem's an all-time great. Two titles with Michael, you could have won six.
Yeah, but part of why Michael won was because of the construction of that roster.
Well, you're assuming that they wouldn't have been constructed well.
I mean,
after
Michael
taking...
Jordan had a lot of years where they weren't great.
I understand. I'm just asking a simple question.
And it took some time.
Sean, you're a...
How about Sam Bowie? He averaged less than 5 points in his career.
Nah, that's an all-time bust move by
them. Wow.
Would you regret... Like, I'm trying to think of a better example.
No, we have a good one in New York.
Roethlisberger? No, because you guys won the same amount.
You have to act in a world where Tom Brady was picked in the top five to have this conversation.
Also, would you rather have had Eli or Tom Brady?
Because Olajuwon won two, rings.
He won two NBA championships.
Just like he's Eli did.
He's an all-time great player. No one's saying he isn't. But right. He's not Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Won six. That's all I'm saying.
And I know Hakeem is better than Eli, but I'm just trying to find apples to oranges. Yeah, you'd rather have Tom Brady.
So my question is, and I apologize because this wasn't our last caller's point. It was more that getting the number one pick doesn't ensure anything, though in this case it did because they ended up drafting Hakeem Olajuwon, which kind of proves that his point was a little bit off. Mm-hmm. It's 2-3. Would we regret drafting a great player even if the great player is great but not nearly as great as the guy who was two picks later? The guy who was two picks later is the greatest of all time.
How do you not want the greatest player of all time even if your player was
great? So if you're a Rockets fan, you would say, I love Hakeem Olajuwon, I sort of regret it.
I don't know how you don't.
Okay, that's all my question is. Mm.
Now, you're not nearly as miserable as another team, but
a Trailblazer fan. I mean,
of course.
With the Sambuli stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Good point, yeah.
All right. Good call. Appreciate it. All I know is that a 5-year-old has made the greatest point in WFAN history, so that's good to know.
I don't care. Who cares? Shut up, Dad.
What's made me sad is after I shut the camera off, he said, when are we going back? Mm. And I said, son, it's 9 months from now. And 9 months for a 5-year-old is like a million years. So as bad as the Jets are, he had so much fun going to these stupid games.
Now you're
going
to start taking them to practice.
No, you take them back. The tickets are cheap. Go to the World Cup with them.
The soccer?
Yeah, you get back to MetLife Stadium.
That's not football. He's into football.
It's football.
It is football.
Ah, you know what I mean. Mm. You know what I mean. Let's go to Rock on Long Island. Hey, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How are you? Just two quick points. One, what do you think our chances are now that Stephen Ross and his big dollars and McDaniel is out of Miami? What do you think our chances are of signing John Harbaugh? And two, do we lose out on a good candidate waiting on John Harbaugh? I mean, it's like some concerns that I have right now.
We did it before earlier in the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed it. When we think the Giants are going to hire, mid-January is about the time that these coaches, because what is it, the 17th? When's the title games? The conference title games?
25th.
So right after that, if you want to wait on a coordinator, that's when you figure it out. But that's really late. Because think about how late Liam Cohen felt last year.
Yeah.
That was January 24th.
Yeah, they're not waiting on a coordinator. Yes. Let's go step by step.
So the Giants are not.
The Giants are not. This is why this is good news for the Giants. You guys can relax in terms of timing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about. Not what they prefer, but timing. No one is being hired today or tomorrow. Okay, John is not even taking interviews reportedly until next week.
Mm. That's because he was waiting to see what Steve Ross would do with the Miami Dolphins.
My gut tells me the new coaches hitting the market like a Mike Tomlin or a LaFleur would only happen if they lose this weekend. Mm-hmm. I doubt if the Packers, especially the state of the Packers right now, if they go on a deep run, I very much doubt LaFleur is getting axed. So I think we're going to get your final tally of available coaches you would be interested in by Monday. We're going to know the answer. And that's when you're going to interview John. And I think that if he is your first choice, even knowing the newly available coaches, you offer him the job and you hope he gets it. Right. So I don't think timing is really an issue. I don't think they have to wait. I was pointing out with Sean the other day, waiting is important. And what I meant by waiting is waiting for the results, waiting to see, hey, is Mike Tomlin going to be available? Which I'm starting to move in more and more to your territory of, even if he's
not with the Steelers, right?
Yeah, even if he's not with the Steelers, he's not jumping to another team. I think you're going to turn out to be right about that if there's a breakup. So I wouldn't be worried about timing. What I'd be worried about is Joe Shane going to be a negative factor here. The Dolphins are hiring a GM. That could give them an edge on the pursuit of John Harbaugh. So I'd be worried about that a little
bit. But that's only because Chris Greer was let go middle of the season. You know what I mean? It's coincidentally lucky for the Miami Dolphins.
By the way, when I think of 1-2, I'm sorry to go back to that, Greg Oden, Kevin Durant. Mm. That's the ultimate. Mm. And it was Portland again.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is crazy. Right. Yeah, Portland took Greg Oden.
Odom, I mean,
Seattle at the time took Kevin Durant.
Odom could have been, he just could never be healthy.
I know, but the thing is, like, Bob Gelb, who's great around here, brought up Sam Bowie was not really a stiff. He got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a part of being a boss.
Right, 100%.
Unfortunately, like, it's fair, but
that's
Greg Oden.
That's Odom.
It's a part of it.
It's crazy, man. You think about Portland, they just blazed the trail for bad picks.
How long was that marinating in your head?
Last 30 seconds.
It's pretty good.
That is a good one.
Steve's out in Newark. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, boys? Let me first off by saying, Evan, I love you. It's been 15 years. I listen to you daily. I disagree with almost everything you say. I hate all your teams. I think you're a douche at times.
But thanks. All right.
I do agree with you on one thing.
All right.
My kids go to school in Morris County, New Jersey. I checked out their school calendar this year.
Yes, because that applies to me, Steve. Back. So let me know. Let me know. That Ooh. Applies to me,
oh.
too.
They do go back September 1st, the week before.
There's a problem.
So, Peaky.
This is a problem for us, Steve.
If your kids are in Morris County,
yep, they are.
God bless, brother, because the summer's over a week before it's over.
Here's the bottom line, Steve, and I appreciate that the one place we can find common ground on is this. I will use the bully pulpit, as will Tiki of WFAN, and I want to make this very clear to the superintendents out there. We're not going. They're not going. So if you want to start school on September 1st, God bless you. We are not sending our kids. We are not allowing this to become a new trend. It's not happening. So you're going to wait until September 8th. Is that the Tuesday after Labor Day?
I think September is Sunday.
September 9th.
Something like
and
that.
By the way, the same goes around here. We're all going to be taking our summer vacations right around that time. You're not hearing Boomer and Geo that week. You're not hearing Evan and Tiki that week. You're not hearing, well, you may hear Big Mac, but you're not hearing Craig that week. We're off. And so are our kids. And if you got a problem with that, too bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tiki agrees.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's just it's the only time I can go. Because once football starts, it's over. And so I don't get to take vacations.
I think a lot of people with various jobs are in the same boat. Like, you're probably more able to take vacation right before Labor Day. So our kids aren't going. So I've realized I'm no longer mad about this. I'm defiant. And we're all going to be defiant together because no one's sending their kids. I just texted my neighbor. I broke the news to him. First, he was stunned. And then he said, cool, my kids aren't going.
You know what? There's another world, though, I'm thinking about.
What's that?
Could be a good week for, like, a Montauk house or a Fire Island house if a bunch of people are going back to school and it is still summer. A little less people, a little cheaper.
Do you think that some people will feel bullied by the school schedule and say, oh, I have to go?
Make no mistake, we're going to be in the minority.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because not everybody takes vacation that
right.
week. And how many people...
And they're like, get these kids out of my backyard. I'm tired of these kids running around all afternoon.
Exactly.
Go back to school. Teachers, it's your job now.
Interesting. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, plus one of the national semifinals games takes place tonight. And I think, like most New Yorkers, I could not care less who wins, but I care about who the Jets and Giants may draft from this game. We'll give you a little handy playbook on who to look out for coming up, plus more reaction from you at 888-808-1019.
If you're looking to level up your wardrobe, check out Collars & Co. They were on Shark Tank, where they landed a deal with Mark Cuban. You remember them. They're the team behind the dress collar polo that sold over 1 million shirts to date. Now they've launched a Maverick Performance Blazer. This thing is legit. It's sharp, lightweight, and completely wrinkle-resistant. Perfect for travel. You just throw it in your bag, and it comes out looking fresh. Plus, you get smart features like security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So hit up collarsandco.com now. Use code TIKI and get 20% off. That's at collarsandco.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You guys know that I'm all over the place with my crazy, always-on-the-go schedule. But the one thing that's most important to me is feeling safe. More importantly, knowing my family is safe when I'm not with them. That's why I turn to my partners at Sloman's. They recently installed the Sloman Shield Link security system into my home, and it is unbelievable. Combined safety, convenience, and peace of mind. Most importantly, I can manage it all from my phone. The thing I love most is I come home and I like music. I like to sing every now and then. A little lounge lizard, as we had Pete on earlier talking about the music he likes to make. I like to sing in my house so I can turn on whatever tune I want right from my phone. So I walk in, I'm jamming. It's a party right when I get in. Plus, I can check my doorbell cameras, got Apple Music playing, got lighting controls, all of these things right from the palm of my hand. You can experience the future of home security and automation as well with the Sloman's Shield Link system. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME or visit Sloman's.com.
Tonight, the basketball teams are off. All the hockey teams are playing. The Rangers are home against the Sabres. The Islanders are in Nashville. The Devils are in Pittsburgh. And we have the first of the semifinals in college football.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Tonight, the first of the two college football playoff semifinal games kicks off at the Fiesta Bowl. The surprising Miami Hurricanes take on the Joe Judge-helped Ole Miss Rebels, with the winner set to punch their ticket to the national championship game versus tomorrow's winner between Indiana and Oregon.
Which brings up the Evan and Tiki Player to Watch. It's sponsored by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management, Elect 825, Building Our Future, and JAG Physical Therapy. Get back to the life you love. To me, it is all those guys that Evan needs to look at, especially from the Miami Dolphins. Reuben Bain, the edge rusher.
Hurricanes, not the Dolphins.
I mean the
Hurricanes.
Them. Yes. Reuben Bain and also Mesidora.
Keontae Scott, the cornerback. God knows they can need a corner.
A lot of players, but I think Reuben Bain is the one that needs to jump off the page.
I agree, because I think Reuben Bain could actually go too.
Yes.
Like, I don't think that is crazy. Now, I speak for myself. I can't say I speak for everybody here. I know I don't speak for Sean in this regard. I could not care less who wins this game tonight. I just have no affinity or dislike or really any emotions to either Miami or Ole Miss.
Right.
What I care about is being a professional football fan and who can be on my team. Unfortunately, Trinidad Chambliss is not coming out.
Yeah, he's looking to get another year.
And I assume he's going to get another year. If he doesn't get another year, what happens? Then he does come out?
I mean, he kind of has to, doesn't
okay.
he?
Okay.
So he has to. Yeah.
So I'm rooting against him, right. And I'm rooting for him to not come out because I was impressed by him in the one game I've seen, and mm-hmm. I admit it's one game
right.
I've
but
seen.
But he's kind of been that all season long.
And I look at tonight, and I'm like, I guess I'll watch him, but the curiosity factor I have today is a lot less than it was a few weeks ago because it feels very unlikely he's going to be in this NFL draft. And hopefully the Jets are not searching for another quarterback a year from now.
A little spoiler alert, Evan. You know we like to be one day ahead of things. A talking point if Miami wins this game tomorrow is going to be the idea of, you know, Carson Beck, is he going to be this year's Jackson Dart? Because he was a guy highly thought of a year ago.
He was. What is the feeling towards him now? Because I have paid no attention
to him. People believe he will get drafted.
Yeah.
But he's probably not a first-round pick. But you could see people think rounds two or three. But you never know with this process. He wins a game like this, goes to the national championship game. And I'm not telling you I don't know what he's going to be. But I could see in a world where everybody's thirsting for quarterbacks,
yeah,
that case starting to be made if he plays well.
I think he has a chance to be a decent NFL quarterback. But Georgia moved on from him.
Yep.
And it wasn't like, hey, I want to transfer and go play somewhere else. They were like, yeah, no, get out of here. We like Gunnar Stockton better. And so I think there's some question marks around Carson Beck that he can kind of alleviate with his performance in the playoffs, which he was fantastic in the first round. But then also once he gets out of college and he's in the combine system and all those other things that we now use to evaluate these quarterbacks after their college careers are over. So it's going to take some work for him. It's not like Fernando Mendoza,
no,
where it's kind of just like, all right, you're the best. You're the consensus number one. It's gonna take some work for him.
What's tough about tonight's game is that I was looking at not just one. I wanted to look at a few mock drafts just to see how many of these kids we'll be watching tonight are being mocked as first-round picks, not second, third, fourth, fifth, because then it obviously adds up.
Right.
Just first-round picks. And I have only read two guys mocked as consensus first-round picks. You mentioned Reuben Bain Jr., the edge pass rusher from Miami.
Right.
And then the offensive lineman, Francis Mauagoa. The problem is, I mean, you're watching a game to check out an offensive lineman?
I mean,
that's something Tiki would do, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look to see. Did he get any pressures? Is he viable? What's his run block?
Yeah, but you know what? What's crazy is the status of the Jets right now is that that's the last thing they need. They've obviously used premium picks on linemen the last 2 years. We all feel really good about this line. In fact, the same starters outside of John Simpson could come back next year.
Right.
Obviously, Elijah Vera Tucker is a huge factor. Jets have to make a big decision on him. My gut, by the way, on AVT is I bring him back. I don't want to give up on him. I don't trust him to stay healthy. Unfortunately, that's his track record.
His issue has been health.
That's it.
Right.
So I'd like to bring him back on a reasonable contract, which is probably fair to say. He'd have to settle for a one-year deal with not a lot of money. But that's my only issue with tonight's game. I wish it was tomorrow's game, because tomorrow's game is all about us as Jet fans watching the two quarterbacks and hoping.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, and we'll get into a little bit tomorrow, but probably not as much with the NFL stuff going on. And who knows, maybe Kyle Tucker will be a Met. I need Dante Moore to play the game of his life, because I need Dante Moore to think and his agent to think he could go number one overall.
You need Dante's peak.
Yes. Overrated movie. Because if that happens, he comes out.
Why? Are you afraid he doesn't want to go to the Jets?
I don't know if he doesn't want to go to the Jets. There's a lot of whispering about that.
Yeah.
I don't have any reporting that tells me that, but I'm worried. Because when everyone whispers the same thing,
right,
it's either...
It's coming from somewhere, and then even if they don't think it, they might hear it and say, why would we not... Oh, I see.
And the other thing is I'm hoping for is, and I admit this as a novice of college football, I watch a few games a year, so I'm not pretending to be some kind of film expert on this, but I've fallen in love with Fernando Mendoza. Not just what I've seen him do on the field, but even the personality off the field.
Right.
I feel like that geekiness would actually fly perfectly with this franchise. I'm hoping that if Dante Moore is impressive enough, that maybe he does go number one overall. You know, maybe, especially depending on who the Raiders hire, that is a world in which Mendoza ends up with us.
By the way, if they hire Dabes,
yes,
because I'm, you know, that's my dream team for the Raiders.
Me too, because it means Moore may go number one.
I could see Dabes saying, "Oh, I like this kid, Dante Moore."
I agree with you,
right? And I can use him in the ways not dissimilar to how he used Jackson Dart.
Connor Hughes reported that. He didn't report it, but Connor speculated it the way you did, which is, hey, I could see Dable really liking him. And so that's going to be my rooting interest, because can you imagine a world where Mendoza ends up with the Jets anyway? It actually reminds me of the Sam Darnold year. So the entire year was suck for Sam. It was supposed to be a tanking year for the Jets. They overachieved. They won more games than they should. They ended up picking sixth.
Mm-hmm.
They trade blindly from 6 to 3. Remember, that trade was made like a month before the draft.
Right.
But the thought being, you know what? Even if they don't get their number one guy, whether it's Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen or Josh Rosen, one of them will be there. They ended up getting Sam anyway because he fell. Because Cleveland took Baker Mayfield. You guys took Saquon Barkley. And here comes Sam Darnold. And so after all of that, they got him anyway. So a part of me is hoping, and you guys have been on it certainly before I have, because I have dismissed the idea that Mendoza wouldn't do anything but go number one, and I still kind of do, but I guess I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, so much of it's going to be on the who likes him.
Right? Yeah, maybe tomorrow night. Maybe Sean was right all along. Maybe tomorrow night matters.
I think it really does. Oh, it really does.
Big stage like that.
And they played earlier this year, and I don't remember the game, but I know it was a defensive battle.
Yeah, it was very low scoring.
Yeah, neither quarterback set the world on fire, but that's just because both teams are well balanced.
Right. And you forget Oregon's in the Big Ten now.
That still doesn't make sense
doesn't
to
make
me.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. So there you go. Those are your sports options tonight. Scouting for the NFL or three hockey games.
And five straight nights/days of football playoffs begin tonight.
That is true. Thursday, Friday with the college. Saturday, Sunday, Monday with the NFL. Crazy. All right, let's get to your phone calls. 888-808-1019. Bill is in Lyndhurst, New York. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Kiki, let me ask you a question. You guys know I despise the Eagles. Despise. And that's not even a dead enough word. You're going to tell me that I got to sit here and now root for Sirianni and the Eagles not to lose because I don't want to have to worry about Harbaugh going to that place?
I mean, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, yes. I know it's not ideal, but like, I'll give you an example of non-ideal. The Yankees played the Phillies in a World Series. You think it was ideal that I sat here and I admit it, that I rooted for the Philadelphia Phillies because I didn't want to see guys like Sean Morash have a parade? It's less than ideal, but you do what you got to do.
That's still disgusting.
Mm. Well,
in 1986, I'm rooting for the Mets.
Well, here's the thing. You do it. It's only a week. We're not saying go Phillies or go Eagles win a championship.
Well, it was the same thing with the Phillies and the Yankees. It was only a week. It was a World Series.
I know, but this is early.
I get you.
You're not rooting for a team you don't want to win the World Series. You're rooting for the Eagles to get through this week so that John Harbaugh is taken before they fire their coach.
How many weeks with John not being hired would you have to root for the Eagles? Like, would you do it in perpetuity until?
Well, no, because I think if the Eagles win this week and they don't, and Sirianni's not fired, John Harbaugh he'll likely have a job before Nick Sirianni is potentially fired.
Yes, well,
it's less likely that Sirianni's going to get fired from the Eagles.
But if we got past the divisional weekend and Harbaugh hasn't made a decision, it tells me there's something going on behind back channels.
Right, and
at that point, I'm moving on from the Giants.
100%.
Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Evan, Tiki, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's up, dude?
Great show so far today. So much so that I had to look up the phone number and call in for the first time to a radio show ever. What? So thanks for that.
Evan, you do not. You're supposed to give the number, Evan.
I do. I give it every segment.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
had to look it up. Mike had to look it up.
I don't think you were listening, Mike. I give it every segment before we go to break. I always remind it. Toll free number, 888-80. I did the whole thing. Whatever, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say that that's my bad. But
don't blame yourself. Blame Evan.
I was listening in the past couple days while you were out, and was waiting to hear your arguments in favor of Stefanski.
Go ahead.
It seemed like you kind of broke it down into his coaching staff and maybe his offensive philosophy there. So I just wanted to kind of push back on both of those points a little bit.
Go ahead.
So let's look at his offensive staff. Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, he's
does
not
that
a play
do anything
call
for anyone here.
No, he doesn't. But he calls the plays. So Alex Van Pelt, he got hyped. I forget where he was prior, but then he went somewhere and became a play caller, and he didn't know how to call plays. It's just not. I think in New England, he was in New England. It was his first time play calling. So it's not about his offensive staff because that's him. It's more about his defensive staff.
Well, that's kind of been back and forth, too, right? So he's pulled the Dable where he was calling plays, then not calling plays, then hiring another guy for a year, and then giving up his play calling, and then taking it back and firing that guy who happened to come from Buffalo, and then he did it again to Tommy Rees this year. And then his first defensive coordinator was Joe Woods. That doesn't do anything for anybody. So he finally lucked out and got himself Jim Schwartz, who saved his job in 2023, to be frank. I mean, we keep bringing up these coach of the years, but the second one really was the offensive coach, the assistant coach of the year,
right?
Who he actually won that award too, which is Jim Schwartz. So if we all love Jim Schwartz so much, then we should just hire Jim Schwartz. He was also a failed head coach.
Yeah.
The second.
Well, I got to make a prediction. Jim Schwartz will not be John Harbaugh's defensive coordinator because, if memory serves correct, John's brother Jim tried to punch Jim Schwartz out. Do you remember that?
Yes, but he's talking about Stefanski.
No, I know.
Look, you're not wrong, but the fact that the Browns had any kind of competency, and I only know this because I've been around that organization a little bit, it's dysfunctional. It's not quite the Jets because they win games. And so when I look at some of the stability of that team, it's a lot of it I have to credit the head coach because he keeps it together despite all the chaos. Now, if you want to just go the easy route, it's John Harbaugh. It's not even a question. But I don't know if John Harbaugh wants the Giants' job.
I'm going to try a comparison.
I don't think Jackson Dart is important to John Harbaugh.
You don't think he's making a decision based on the quarterback?
I don't.
Then again, if he picks Miami, you're definitely right.
I don't. I honestly don't think that's going to be his criteria.
Then what edge do the Giants truly have? If it's not about Jackson Dart, then the Giants having the most appealing job is no longer true.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I'm going to do a self-serving comparison where your preference for Stefanski over John Harbaugh is very similar to the latest Rico Bronya I did, which I debated Framber Valdez versus Ranger Suarez.
Okay.
And you could download the Rico wherever you download your podcast. Framber Valdez, you can't debate it, has a better track record than Ranger Suarez. Much like John Harbaugh has a better track record than Kevin Stefanski. But ultimately, the reason I prefer Ranger Suarez is I'm projecting the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just basing it on the past,
right?
Because that's easy and it's open and shut. I'm trying to figure, 2 years younger, obviously in the case of John versus Stefanski, it's a lot more than that. What are you going to do next? And I think a part of your liking to Stefanski is get him to a more functioning organization, give him more stability at quarterback,
right,
and let him cook, especially with the experience he once had. So I don't agree with you, but I think it's about projection more than it is reliving the past. Because if we're reliving the past, John Harbaugh wins. Mm-hmm. How could anyone debate that?
Right.
But that's not the job. The job is what's next?
Stefanski's like paying a free agent for what you think they're about to become.
Yeah.
Which is the comparison I just made.
I cannot discount the Deshaun Watson cluster you-know-what.
Yes.
I cannot. Because think about what happened with him. He comes there.
Yeah.
He wins coach of the year. And then they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Guarantee one of the problem children in this league, whatever his contract was, and it was 100 and something million dollars fully guaranteed.
Absurd.
It was absurd.
Yep.
And when you have that much money on your quarterback room for a guy who then tears his Achilles and is not, or what did he tear? Achilles?
Yeah, he tore his Achilles.
Whatever it was.
But one of many injuries.
One of tons of injuries. You can do nothing with your quarterback room. You can't, because there's $50 million sitting there. That wasn't him. He didn't say, hey, owner, go get me Deshaun Watson. They did this ridiculously horrendous thing for their organization, and he still won Coach of the Year after that and has navigated the last 4 years without really a viable quarterback. It's just so, like, I see what he had success in spite of, and to me that's appealing.
I get you. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Hey, Chris.
Evan, Tiki, and Sean, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
great show.
Good. What's
all
up,
right,
man? Thanks.
So before I get to what I called for, which was a question I would ask Manfred, the Labor Day thing, you need to fight exactly what you're saying. We've been my whole life in Michigan, when I went to school and sending my kids now, we always went back before Labor Day. It makes zero sense. And ever since I've been listening to The Fan for the last five or six years, I hear all the hosts talk about how you guys go back after. I don't know why it's not like that everywhere. It just makes the most sense. So I would keep fighting it like you're saying, and I really hope you get somewhere with it.
Oh, we're going to fight, because if you give in on changes, those changes just become normal. We will not allow a pre-Labor Day school start to become the norms in this part of the country. I'm warning our governors. In fact, I'm going to write a letter to the president. We need an executive order. School doesn't start until after Labor Day. I'd be in favor of that constitutional amendment, but I'm actually not going to write that letter, because there's much bigger issues than that.
Right.
Anyhow, go ahead, Chris.
Like I said, I agree with it. I never understood why it's not how it is over there nationwide. So, what I would ask Rob Manfred, and maybe it's just the conception that a lot of people have, I'm only 40, whatever, that's old, whatever, but why does Rob Manfred hate baseball? That would be my question.
What do you mean by that?
I think I said that to Craig when he came in, when we had Big Mac and Craig on a couple weeks ago, and Craig dropped it. Hey, Rob Manfred's coming on that Thursday, January 8th at 4:30. And I think I said, are you going to ask him why he hates baseball? Which, by the way, my understanding is Rob gets very pissed off about that question.
Does he?
Like, that is a sore subject.
Do you think he doesn't love it?
No, it's not. It's
you're
honest.
Just saying that facetiously.
I think sometimes your actions make us as fans think you don't love the game.
No, that makes sense.
But I think everything is about business. He's a businessman. I mean, it's what you say about owners.
Right.
It's about making money. That's what this is about.
Of course.
That's what it's
all
about.
It's entertainment.
Yes. So I don't think the Manfred man on second base, which I hate, I'm not sure what Big Mac thinks of it, honestly. Craig doesn't care, because he goes to sleep if the game goes to extra innings. But I hate it. I don't think Rob Manfred said, let's do this rule because I hate baseball. I think he implemented the rule because he knows there's a lot of people that don't want to have nine-hour games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of managers that don't want to burn through their bullpen.
Right.
I understand the other side, even if I disagree with it. But, yeah, if you ask Rob Manfred why he hates baseball, you're not going to get a great answer. It's not true. I don't hate baseball. Let's go to Bill in Neptune. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen, as a Giants fan, this is a can't-miss spot for them right now. They have the opportunity to turn this franchise completely around from where it is, where it was, and what it looks like. And I just want your opinion on John Harbaugh, because although I know there's a plethora of coaches that are going to be available for them, he is the guy that I think every Giants fan wants. What are your thoughts, or what's your take on John Harbaugh when Lamar Jackson is not his starting quarterback? Is he still as good of a coach as everyone thinks that he is when he doesn't have an MVP quarterback behind the helm running his team?
He did okay this year.
He won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
I know. And he also did okay this year without Lamar Jackson being available. Not early, because they were bad early. When Lamar, they started 1-5.
Got off to a bad start, yes.
And then, but then they turned it around.
They had a big upset win with Huntley, and I forgot who they beat.
Yeah.
And that started
and then
the
Tyler Huntley, who had to step in, actually played pretty well. And so, like, they competed. They had no business competing for a postseason spot this year. We know those stats we give at the beginning of the year. Teams that start 0-2, start 0-3, 0-4, 1-whatever. They had no business being even close.
I know that Pro Bowls mean nothing these days, but we forget that there was another year where Lamar got hurt, and Tyler Huntley ended up becoming a Pro Bowler under John Harbaugh.
But it's also like three years ago.
Yeah. 100%.
But the question to me is almost irrelevant because he had Joe Flacco, who I think was a good quarterback. I don't want to diminish what he did in Baltimore, but he won a Super Bowl with a slightly above-average quarterback. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
He also ushered in, without really too much of a speed bump, the move from Joe to Lamar.
Yeah, and that happened kind of mid-season.
It also happened in the postseason, I remember, when Lamar was struggling and the crowd was chanting, "We want Joe."
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a crossover, and while they haven't won a championship since, they went as smooth of a quarterback transition as you'll ever see. Yeah.
How about give him a little credit when nobody wanted to touch Lamar in the draft?
Yeah, it's good. But that's Ozzie.
All right. But
that was Ozzie saying, "I'm doing you a favor. You'll thank me later."
Okay. I mean, either way, they were still amendable with Greg Roman. They figured that out early.
Right.
No, he did. Look, whether we give Ozzie Newsome more credit than John, John's a part of it.
I'm sure they worked well.
That's fun, but he's a part of it working, too. It's a part of Lamar Jackson, who, again, was picked behind think about all the quarterbacks he was picked behind, which feels almost insane to this day. Josh Rosen was taken ahead of Lamar Jackson. Now, some of the other guys turned out to be pretty good, like Baker Mayfield, like Sam Darnold.
Josh Allen.
Obviously, Josh Allen is maybe the best of the bunch.
But Lamar easily could have just been an afterthought late second rounder.
Yeah.
Instead, he's a two-time MVP.
So this is where I feel good about my college football knowledge. Again, like I mentioned, I barely watch games, right? I remember that year saying to Joe on the air, "I don't understand why Lamar isn't top five. Like, I watched him. He's Heisman winner. Like, what am I naive eyes not seeing?"
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, I wasn't screaming and yelling because I admitted, like, I try to know what I don't know. And I know, like, hey, I'm not watching every game. I'm not a scout. And all these years later, I'm like, I was right.
And I mean, not to revisit it, but it was ignorance by people who were commenting on Lamar Jackson. Remember, who was it?
Bill Polian.
He's a glorified running back. Did you watch any game at Louisville?
He thought he should come out as a wide receiver.
Yes. Yes. He's just a great athlete. You must not have watched him in college because he threw the ball downfield. It wasn't a dink and dunk offense. And so certain scouts, I mean, this is probably post-racial, so it's past the race issue with quarterbacks, black quarterbacks coming into the NFL. But that year in particular felt like that was the issue.
Yeah.
And the Ravens benefited from it.
Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Wonderful. Hey, listen. Do you think Woody and Muji are sitting around thinking, if Moore comes out, you got to fire Glenn, you got to move on, but if he stays, we got to stick with Glenn for one more year?
Mike, I'm going to help you out. They're not firing Aaron Glenn. Like, I get it. I understand it. Like, we still have this fantasy. Like,
What if his agent, Dante Moore, says, "I don't want to be there with Aaron Glenn"?
They're not going to take Dante Moore.
How do you know?
They're not firing at, because you got to stop with this.
If Fernando Mendoza goes number one to the Raiders, and you're sitting there at number two, and he's right there, and he's fantastic. Hell, he wins a college football championship.
You're pissing me off, bro.
Are you not taking him?
That's not the question. They're not firing him. So you continuing to bring up, they could hire. They're not doing it. Stop saying it because it excites me. Not that I want Aaron Glenn fired because I don't. I want John Harbaugh to be my coach. Craig agrees. Why are you in here?
Well, I was trying to interrupt. You lost Harbaugh when they fired Mike McDaniel. That's another story.
Why are you ashamed of me? That's what I want to know.
I was coming to offer you something.
What's that?
Obviously, Manfred's coming in today.
Did a whole segment about it.
I thought, in the spirit of us all working together, I'm going to let you ask one question.
Why do you hate baseball, Rob?
Other than that. Mm. And if you want to go record it in the room, I'll present Mr. Commissioner with a single question from Evan Roberts.
That is solid of you.
Do you want that or not, Mr. Baseball?
Of course I want that.
Okay. I don't care. Other than, why do you hate baseball, which you sat next to him last year and tried to get through. Other than that, anything you want.
I've never interviewed Rob Manfred with you.
He came on with us.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you I were was out on that day.
Oh, yeah, I was out that day. What a coincidence.
Did you do that intentionally?
100%.
I knew it. I told you. I have so many options, but I also don't want to take a question away from Big Mac, because it won't come from you. No offense. Mm.
Whatever. It's all good?
Yeah, I'll record a question.
Can I just record a single question, not like... It's not back to school, one question, 40 amendments
to it.
No.
It will be one question. Direct question. Now, when in the interview are you going to play it?
I don't know. I can't promise you that, but I promise you I will play it.
But the problem is I don't want to ask a question
that... If you
that...
do, you do. He'll answer it again.
Okay, fair enough.
All right? Wow. I'm not going to lead with your question.
That is solid of you.
Is that fair, mate?
That's solid.
Yeah.
You know what I want? Team you know
he
what
loves
I want?
You, man.
I no, look, I love Craig. You know what I want you to ask? Not me. Not Big Mac.
Go.
I want you to ask.
Go ahead.
Because I don't even agree with you, but you say it a lot. I heard you say it on the air the other day.
Yeah.
I want you to ask him, why didn't you investigate the Ohtani stuff enough?
Oh, I will.
Okay,
I
go. I figured you would. Because you're very big on, we don't know the whole story. He knew more than's being let on.
Well, here's why I say that. There's a specific reason.
Go ahead.
When they first interviewed, it was a female reporter for ESPN. I apologize, I forget her name.
Right.
The first interview with Ipe, the translator, after it all kind of broke out, he said to the gal from ESPN, he knew what I was doing. He's a good friend. He bailed me out. Period. Stop. No wiggle room on that. The lawyers then showed up for Ohtani. 24 hours later, he changed his entire story to, I stole the money. Mm. He had no idea.
Right.
Now, I'm not suggesting Shohei wagered.
Right.
But I am telling you, I believe in my heart and soul, he knew that his translator was.
Do you think
that make it any worse?
It makes it worse now because they lied about it.
But
like bailing out a friend's a good thing,
right? But in real time, if he had said, I love Ipe, he made mistakes. Yes, I knew about it, but he did it on his own.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be a problem.
Would he have been okay?
No, but I think you're right. It's a problem now because yesterday was Ohtani Day and they celebrate everything about him.
Right.
And you've basically been living a lie for
a few
years.
I sat down and did a two-hour interview with Matthew Boyd.
I heard it. It was great.
He claims he has no knowledge that Ohtani ever made a bet.
Right. He didn't have a relationship with Ohtani.
The money came from Ohtani's account. That's not up for debate. That's been proven in a court of law, right? So it's just weird to me that at first blush, the question was asked. And he said, I'm just gifted with a great friend with a lot of money who bailed me out. But I did all the wagering. And 24 hours later, when the lawyers got into it to protect Ohtani and baseball, it became, he stole the money.
It's to protect the Japanese market loving Major League Baseball.
And Ohtani.
Yeah.
They wouldn't look... positively.
I got my question. I'm ready to go. I'm going to record it right after. I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
But thank you. I appreciate that.
It's my gift. Tonight, to you.
You're going to let him ask it blind.
If he agrees to sit down at some point, stop the charade.
His back is jacked up.
Oh, come on. Go it's actually
more comfortable. It's actually more comfortable for me to stand. I don't mind it.
You like the exercise during breaks.
I do.
What's wrong with standing? You keep the energy flowing.
It's for the birds.
It's for the birds. I want you to blindly play the question, though. Yeah. That is the deal.
You can't listen.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't listen to it. All right. I know what I'm going to do. And I think it's the most important.
Well, don't say it now.
I'm saying it to you. Oh, I can't say it on the air.
He's right there. It's playing in the newsroom.
Big Mac, should I not say it on there? Should I keep it private?
If you're worried about me repeating having your question repeated, I'll listen to it and make sure I don't ask it.
No, it's not. The key is the way I'm going to phrase it.
Oh, jeez.
Because I want... It's important the way it's phrased.
Craig is doing you a solid. You're about to,
No, I'm not.
Slap him in the face.
First of all, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. It still doesn't change the fact that he was ashamed of me a few years ago and he waited till I was on vacation. But I appreciate it. It's a very nice gesture. You know, I love him. But it's the way I'm going to frame it. Okay? I'll tell you what it is, Big Mac. I appreciate it. You're a stand-up guy.
Okay.
Thank you. You excited about that?
I'm excited, yeah.
That's 4:30 today, by the way.
What's that?
4:30 today.
4:30 till today, yep.
Which sucks for me because I cannot listen at 4:30, but the Odyssey Rewind app. That's the best part about it. So I'm probably not going to hear it until about 5:30. So if you're expecting me to text you with that was great, you got to give me an hour or so.
When he breaks the news they've already come to a CBA agreement, I'll make sure I text you.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God. All right, that's coming up at 4:30 right here on The Fan. As far as our show is concerned, if you've missed any of it, you could always rewind it on the Odyssey app. Our entire show is on YouTube, which I probably should announce before the show, as opposed to as the show is ending. But the truth is, you can go on YouTube at any time and rewind it and watch the whole thing, and you could see what Craig referred to, which is that me and Tiki stand the entire time. Great job by Sean. I thought he had a good B-minus kind of day.
That was on purpose to start the show, because people need to start saying Evan and Tiki featuring Sean Morash.
Or with, either way.
He prefers with Tiki.
With?
Yeah.
But you're featured.
I'm with, too.
Either way, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,